Pocahontas is one of the most famous figures in American history. Many books and films portray her as a beautiful American Indian princess who made sacrifices to serve British colonial interests. These stories also suggest that she saved England's first Virginia settlers from death and starvation. Most likely, none of that is true. Pocahontas was the daughter of Pamunkey Chief Wahunsinnikah. He was leader of an alliance of about 30 Algonquian tribes and bands in Virginia when the British arrived in 1607. This did not make her a princess, however. Royalty was a European idea. Her family called her Matoka, flower between two streams. This likely referred to their home between Virginia's Mattapony and Pamunkey Rivers. Tradition has said that her father also called her Pocahontas. This has several possible meanings, including wanton to mischievous. The name suggests she had a lively personality. Little is known of Pocahontas' childhood. Linwood Little Bear Costello was a member of the Mattapony tribe, an ally of Wahunsinnikah's. Dr. Linwood's book, The True Story of Pocahontas, The Other Side of History, reports about Mattapony oral history. It says Matoka married a young Potawomack fighter named Kokowum when she was about 14. They had a child called Little Kokowum, who was raised among the Mattapony. The book also says that the English murdered the older Kokowum. In 1613, the English took Pocahontas and imprisoned her because they thought it would help influence negotiations with her father. They kept her for a year at the settlement of Jamestown. At some point during her imprisonment, Pocahontas was declared a Christian, and her British captors gave her a new name, Rebecca. The Mattapony say at one point the English settlers permitted her sister to visit her. During that visit, Pocahontas told her sister that she had been raped. During her time at Jamestown, a British farmer named John Rolfe took an interest in her. The details of their relationship are not clear. In his writings, Rolfe said that he loved Pocahontas, but also recognized that a marriage alliance between Britain and Virginia tribes would be helpful. Rolfe married Pocahontas in 1614, and she gave birth to a son, Thomas. The Mattapony say her father did not attend the wedding. However, he gave her a necklace made of pearls harvested from Virginia's coastal waters as a gift. Pocahontas later traveled to England with Rolfe and Thomas to help bring attention to the new Virginia colony. She was presented to the Queen as Virginia's first Christian. Historical records say she was well received. However, Pocahontas became sick and later died before she and Rolfe could return to Virginia. She was buried at St. George's Church in the Kent town of Gravesend on March 21, 1617. A memorial statue of Pocahontas stands there today. Pocahontas is most famous for an event that likely never happened, saving British explorer Captain John Smith from death by Chief Wahunsinnikah in 1607. Smith claimed that he had been taken prisoner by a group of fighters who brought him before Chief Wahunsinnikah. Smith said they were ready to kill him with a club, but he wrote, Pocahontas threw herself down on top of the prisoner, which saved his life. Today, the Mattapani say it could not have happened. They say such behavior would not have been consistent with Virginia native culture or custom. Non-native researchers also suspect the truth of this story, taking note that even in his own time, people saw Smith as a liar who had an inflated sense of his own importance. I'm Phil Dierking.